This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are just going to dig right in to get going, to bring a little analysis to the economic insanity this week. Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal is down in Washington. Heidi Moore from The Guardian is at Marketplace East, our bureaus in New York. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
Sudeep, I'm going to ask you, since you are there, where do you come down on this question? A government shutdown now would be better than a debt limit breach later.
Absolutely true. Okay. There is no question about that. It would be a shutdown in the coming days would be a good way to purge the politics, the really nasty politics out of the system now. And the cost of this, while there will be some concern, it won't be huge. And the bigger issue to watch is how do the shutdown fight dynamics play into the debt ceiling debate down the road. That is really what matters here, whether things get so crazy in the shutdown that it dooms any other negotiation for the debt ceiling.
Heidi, what do you think?
Yeah, I would have to agree. I mean, the debt ceiling, breaching the debt ceiling would be catastrophic for the economy, for the faith and credit of the U.S. government, as the president said, and also for our faith in America as a functioning country and not a banana republic. So if
as the president also said, by the way. Right? I mean,
yes.
You basically did.
Yeah, exactly. We can't toy with these things. The dollar, as the president said, the dollar is the reserve currency for the world. The whole world economy does hinge on us to some extent. So we can't play with these things. If it's a matter of shutting down the government, I mean, that's about as rare as air molecules. We do that all the time and it's not a problem. But the whole debt ceiling thing is ridiculous. And what makes it more ridiculous is that there are even fewer Republicans supporting it now than there were in 2011 and 2012 when they threatened it before.
Okay, so here's what I don't understand, though. If everybody agrees that the debt limit, breaching it is bananas, Sudeep, and it would be apocalyptic, and that the stakes are higher this time than they were last time we were here, why isn't Wall Street losing its beans?
Well, Wall Street has seen what happened the last few times. You get to the point, the 11th hour, and then a deal is done. And I think Wall Street has started to understand that there are a lot of kids on the playground here. There are a lot of people making noise, throwing fits, doing things that look pretty ridiculous. But there are adults on the sidelines. The congressional leadership is very concerned about being the people in charge if you were to have a default on the debt. That's why I really don't think ultimately a debt default would happen. But I have absolutely no confidence we can avoid getting to the point where there's some damage to the economy and to markets before you have a deal. That's the problem with our politics today.
Heidi, do you think that potential damage from a default, I'm going to blow right by the shutdown thing because, as you said, we've done it a bunch of times in the past. Do you think the damage from a potential default has already started to be felt? I mean, that's what the president said today. You buy that?
Well, not on Wall Street, but, I would say that the damage of congressional inaction has been felt all throughout the economy for well on 4 years now. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the issue with the default is, will the economy suffer even more? And the answer is it's certainly not helping. The economy is already in pretty bad shape. So why push it over the edge if we don't have to? You have, you know, incredibly high, historically high poverty. You have high unemployment. You have, you know, food stamps are going to be cut. The country's a disaster, and Congress is just, you know, playing with jacks with this thing. It's ridiculous.
All right. Disaster is a little strong, right? But I get your point. I get your point. Sudeep, how does this then end? Does it end at, you know, 12:01 a.m. on the 17th of October when Jack Lew said we're going to run out of money? Does it end with a deal, or do we, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm going to say this, kick the can down the road?
It almost certainly ends with some kind of a can kick.
Yeah.
At least for the shutdown, we already know that's going to happen. Yeah. We're going to be fighting this again in the best case scenario in the next 2 or 3 months. But even for the debt ceiling, it doesn't get resolved until the last possible minute when everyone stops playing their political game and realizes that they actually have to legislate for a moment.
Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal. He's in Washington. Heidi Moore from The Guardian. She is in our bureaus in New York City. All right, you guys. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Kai.
Thank you, Kai.
Have a good weekend.